Jesus, of course, knew that the house of Israel and the house of Judah were completely divided. He knew exactly where they were. He knew they were not right there, that they'd been removed out of the land during the days of Shalmaneser many, many hundreds of years before that time. So it will not be until the time of the day of the Lord and the actual second coming of Christ that all of the lost sheep of the house of Israel will be found, both physically and spiritually. Now notice Isaiah 11, verses 10 through 13. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, that's Christ, which shall stand for an ensign to the people, and to it shall the Gentiles seek. His rest, that's his millennial kingdom, shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time. The first time, of course, was from Egypt under Moses. This is the second time, going on to recover the remnant of his people. I've said for years, and you can't read literally Matthew 24, Luke 21, without understanding, if you knew nothing at all about the United States and Britain, if you knew nothing at all about the lost 10 tribes, if you're going to take Jesus at his word, then you know another Holocaust is coming upon the people called Israel today in the Middle East. So the 144,000 are not some church on this earth at all. And as I've said before, I know that the great latter-day work of God's church, including this one, I do not say that I am the only one that is trying to preach the gospel of the kingdom. I know others are trying. I don't doubt but for one moment that God Almighty wants me to keep doing exactly that. And I do know that literally millions upon millions of them have heard my voice, and increasingly hundreds of thousands of them are hearing it today, including brand new people every single week who have never heard it before, and that when all of these great events occur, which they will know about because I'm telling them about it all the time on this tape, they will have had a witness. They will ignore it. This world will come crowding in on them. They won't be able to overcome. They will feel, I can't make it. Whatever excuses. But when it comes crashing down around them, they will then know, and the real fruit of the work will be born.